Welcome to Diary Detours. In this series, I share the raw and real pages of my personal diary, some hopeful, some angry, some sad, and some just strange. My hope is that by opening up and being vulnerable, you'll be inspired to start your own journaling practice. Let this be a safe space for us all to find a healthy release, a place to just let it out. So let's take a step together into today's entry. In today's episode, I am sharing a voice note that I recorded one day as I was taking a walk. It was recorded approximately 4 months ago. You can hear the variations in my voice from depressed to annoyed to then frustrated and then lighthearted at the end. At the time that I was recording, I was somewhat experiencing an emotional roller coaster of feeling depressed one moment and then anxious the next. I talk about feeling extremely overwhelmed and anxious about accomplishing certain goals. And I also talk about feeling extremely hopeless, where I think about just giving up on everything. These are important topics to discuss because I have this idea that this is probably something a lot of other people deal with. And just a heads up, I do use a few cuss words in this episode, and the audio isn't the best quality since it was a random voice note to myself. But that's the nature of diary entries. They are messy and raw and real. I hope listening to this entry helps you some way, even if it just serves to encourage you to start recording your own thoughts. Now that you have that context, let's dive into today's diary entry.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives, where we explore the journeys of our past, present, and future. Not the literal streets, but the paths we walked to find healing, acceptance, and inner freedom. Join us as we walk together on this journey of hope and inspiration.
Oh, it's like, when will it end? You know, it's interesting is when you live in this place of like vacillating thoughts and emotions, like one day you just want to be dead. You're just tired of all this shit and you're just like, you know what? What's the point of all this anyway? I just want to die. And then there's the other part of you that's like, I can't wait for like things to go my way so I can finally live life the way I want. Like, gosh, when will all this stress end so I can just like enjoy life and take a breather? So like part of you wants to just say, screw this. The depressed part of you just wants to say, screw this shit. Just wants to say, forget this. Forget this. What's the point of any of this? I might as well just die. Who cares? Right? And then there's the anxious part of you that's like, oh my gosh, when is all this stress and go, 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 like, and overwhelm, like, oh, when is it going to be over so I can just like enjoy life? Because I want to enjoy life. Like, life's beautiful. I want to enjoy it, but all this stuff that's going on is preventing me from enjoying it. Like, isn't that funny? Like, part of you is like, whatever about life. Like, just, I don't even want to live it anymore. And the other part's like, I want to live it. So when will all these other things just like stop impeding me? Oh, the irony, and those are the emotions I'm dealing with lately. It's like it goes from one extreme to the other. Then again, I've always been called an extremist. Lena, you are one way or the other. Like, there's no middle with you, girl. And then it's like, okay, who said life has to be a certain way? Like, who told us, like, oh, you can, the only point of living life is if you can feel this way or do these things. And if you can't feel it this way or do these things or accomplish certain things, then there's no point. Like, who said, right? Like I have these goals, you know, I have these goals of like lately I've been so frustrated because I feel like my podcast is like on the back burner. And I feel like it's just nothing's getting done on it really. And it's just simmering away slowly until eventually it's just going to dry out and come to nothing. And like, that makes me feel like, sometimes I feel stressed because I'm like, man, I just, all these other things that are like taking up time and energy, I can't get to my podcast. Like, gosh, when all this other crap just like not come up so I can just focus on my podcast. And then there's the other part of me that's like, who cares about the podcast? At the end of the day, everything's meaningless. So why am I even worrying and wasting time on this and like wanting to do this thing? But anyway, like my thing is, who told me, like in who said, right? Who said that in order to be happy, Lena, you got to like strive and make a name for yourself, an online reputation. You got to have either a book or a podcast, a YouTube channel, you know, a social media account with a good amount of followers, or like, let's say other things that are not even like my goals, but like other, let's say other people's, like who says that you have to have run a certain amount of marathons in life to be happy? Who says that, you have to achieve a certain like weight in order to be happy? Who says that you have to go on X amount of vacations in your lifetime, or you have to go see certain cities? Like you have to do a European tour to be happy. Where do we get these ideas? You know, like where do we get these ideas that like, oh, if I don't accomplish this thing in life, whatever it could be, all the hundreds and thousands, millions of options there are out there. Who says that if we don't do it, then our life was a waste? Like, where do we get these ideas from? Where do we get these ideas? And, you know, then you think there's people that don't strive to like accomplish all this stuff, and they're just kind of, they're okay with it. They're neutral. It's like, oh, hey, you know what? Like, it's okay. Like other people have achieved those things and I can like celebrate them on those achievements and learn from them. And, but I don't have to be the one to do it, and that's okay. You know, there's people that are like, yeah, there's life is kind of, you know, full of stuff going on all the time. It can sometimes feel a little overwhelming, but I mean, that's okay. That's life. And, you know, all of us humans go through that at one point or another, whatever. So like we're causing our own suffering, you know, it's just, and I guess the reason I'm able to like talk like this in this reflective manner is because like specifically in the last like week or so, I've like fluctuated. I've gone through all the different like roller coaster of emotions. Like it's been like, like me feeling so overwhelmed and stressed out and like freaking out, feeling like unsupported and like my time doesn't matter. Other people's stuff is more important than mine. And like just overwhelmed and like, when am I going to be able to get to this? When am I going to get to this? And this thing popped up. So now I can't, now I'm even further away from the things that I want to accomplish and do. Right. And then there's this, then I fluctuate into the opposite end of like depression that I'm like, what is the point of any of this shit? Like, why do I work? Why do I do what I do? Who cares about my podcast? Who cares about anything? Why do I even bother going to the gym? Like, I'm going to die one day anyway. And who knows if it's soon too. So like, who cares? Like even just earlier today, I got so pissed off. I was so angry because something came up with one of my clients, like so last minute. And this is not the first time this has happened. And I'm just like, I felt myself, because I've gotten better at like getting more in tune with my body. So like I felt myself boiling. Like it felt like I was getting hot and it was kind of coming from like my throat or chest.
And I felt like this like kind of shakiness, not like a shakiness, like anxiety, but like kind of like, yeah, like maybe like a boiling heat rising up and going to my face. Because I was like, oh, these people do this to me every time. And I just keep putting up with it because I'm so desperate right now for, you know, the income that I get from this client, you know, and just my mind just going and going and going. And thankfully, like I recognized that I was angry and I was like, okay, let's not just push this away. And like, we're going to ruminate on this later. Your body wants to boil. So don't like put the lid on it. Because eventually it'll explode anyway, the pot. So let the air out. Let's let it do its boil that it needs to, right? Give it time to boil and release it out. That's what I did. I stopped what I was doing. I went to the couch. There's a bunch of throw pillows and I threw the pillows. They're called throw pillows. I threw them pretty darn hard. I threw the pillows super hard on the couch. I grabbed one. I was banging it and hitting it on the couch. That's why they're called throw pillows. Now I get it. Now I get it. Man. But yeah, I threw them. And then like when I felt like I was tired, like my body was physically tired of physically throwing these pillows with such anger, and I sat down on the couch and I like started like growling and like letting like rah, like these growls, like this steam out of my mouth, because I just felt like that was going to help. And I did it a couple of times. I like banged my chest. I all of a sudden I thought of like King Kong, like a gorilla. And I started like back and forth with not too hard, but still like hard enough on my chest, like King Kong, like a gorilla, to also kind of help get out some of that anger. And maybe it was like a way that I can show like, I'm in control right now. I'm the king of the jungle or king of the living room. Well, I'm not a gorilla and I'm not a man, but you know what I mean? So that helped. And I also verbalized while I was like banging on my chest, like a gorilla. I also verbalized the word no, no, no. Cause like at the end of the day, I'm in the place where I'm at because I've said yes way too much in my life. Like, yes, but like resentfully saying yes to things in my life. Anywho, afterwards, I felt really good. Like getting that emotion out of me felt like I was able to yawn. Like I yawned, and getting that out just, oh my gosh, look at me yawning again. Getting that out just really helped. And it kind of also put me like more in a neutral place of reflection. You know, I went back to doing some chores and now I'm here recording this mini audio diary for myself and maybe for someone else later on. Going back to my original point of how it's so ironic and interesting how we can get into these places where we can either be like really depressed and just like not care at all, and then get into these other places where we're anxious and we're just like waiting and urgently like anxious to like live life the way we want and do the things we want to do. Anyway, this is a video diary. Wow. This is an audio diary entry. Doesn't totally make sense. And I don't really care because, like I said, this is for me. And if I end up sharing this later on, I mean, this is the essence of a diary. It's not meant to be all perfect. It's messy. Sometimes you start out with one point and you end on another because your brain, your mind, the mind just needs to release the things that are in it. Or maybe it's the consciousness that wants to get all these thoughts out because it's just filling it up. And it's just like, no, let's get it out. Let's get it out on paper. Let's get it out on audio. Let's just get it out.
Thank you for listening to Diary Detours. I don't know if you could hear how the tone of my voice shifted from low and slow to then frustrated and impatient, to then relaxed and lighthearted at the end of the recording. The reason that I bring that up is because I want to highlight how getting our thoughts out of our heads can be a healing practice, even just in the moment. There are times that I am not in the mood to type or write in a journal, and instead, I would rather speak my thoughts in a voice note app on my phone. It's a powerful tool, and it can help you process your emotions and thoughts in real time. I highly recommend this. Anyway, I really hope that this episode inspires you to journal or to verbally record what you're going through, your thoughts, and how you're feeling. For guidance and journaling tools, visit the link in the description. Until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us on Streets of Our Lives. As you navigate your journey, remember that every step brings healing. When obstacles come your way, don't give up. Keep moving forward. Please note, the information shared on this podcast is for inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. We encourage you seek professional guidance for any specific concerns.